Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Tom sent us a note that said, I'd love it if you'd call my wife Penny with one of your phone taps. She and I own a small restaurant. I run the kitchen. She deals with the public. She's a real sweetheart, always trying to help people out. So I think she's a great candidate. What do you think? Well, Tom, we think that's a great idea.
Do we?
So welcome, Penny, to your phone tap.
Thank you for calling. This is Penny.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you that I've been in your restaurant there, and it was wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That means a lot to us. It's really nice to hear.
Yeah. The food was great. Atmosphere. There was just one thing missing. You don't have any entertainment.
Oh, I mean, we're a pretty small place. We don't really have room for, like, a band or really anything like that. So, I'm sorry.
Well, I understand. There's a lot of different kinds of entertainment besides music.
Oh, really? I'm guessing you have an idea for us, then?
Well, I do. What do you think about, wait for it, having someone in to make balloon animals?
Balloon animals?
Right. Yes, I can make the most amazing balloon animals you've ever seen. I guarantee your customers will love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't get a lot of kids in here. I mean, obviously they're welcome, but it's more of an upscale place. Mm. So we don't get as many families as some other places around here do.
Oh, honey, that's fine. My balloon creations aren't really for kids anyway.
Oh, what are they like? Adult balloon animals.
Yes, that's right. Yes, adult balloon animals.
Wait. I was joking. Wait, really? I don't think I get what you mean.
I mean, I make balloon animals and balloon people, and they're all anatomically correct, if you know what I mean. And they're wonderful.
No, thanks. I don't think we'd be interested in something like that. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the best part. It won't cost you anything. I just work for tips.
No, really. I'm not going to have you in here making pornographic balloons.
Oh, no.
This is a work stuff.
No, don't get me wrong. It's not pornographic. It's art. It's educational. I basically sculpt balloons into little works of art. You know, I'm sure you've seen plenty of sculptures in museums of beautiful naked human form. It's the same thing, but just with balloons.
Art, it is not the same thing. You want to come into my restaurant and go table to table with your balloons and twist them into balloon animals and balloon people with balloon genitals?
Wow, Penny, I'm sensing a lot of negativity here. You know, I could do a lot of things with balloons. I can make a balloon man with any size you want. Little balloons for a little big balloons for a big You know, I mean, I can make a balloon woman in all her naked beauty, proudly displaying her balloon and a horse and animals. Oh, you should see what I could do with those.
No. Stop it. Okay, what are you talking about? I am not interested in any of that. You know what? Thank you for calling, but do not call here again.
Penny, I mean, I don't understand why you're so upset. Your husband said you were an art lover, so I thought you'd like this idea.
Whoa, wait. You already talked to my husband about this?
Yeah, Tom, he said it was cool to call you with a little phone tap and prank you.
Wait, who is this?
Penny. It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Are you kidding me? I was totally believing you.
Seriously, though, Penny, I feel like you're stifling my creativity. I can make some amazing balloon animals.
Tom, oh my God. Easy call because we get them a lot, but never like this one.
Oh, come on, Penny.
You're stifling your creativity.
I know. You should see what I can do with an elephant.
No, there you go.
That is
no, thank you.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.